I just got off the phone with Roger Morgenstern of Consumers Energy. Here in the immediate Holland area, it was a relatively quiet night in terms of power outages. We only had a brief cell north of Zeeland that was knocked out in terms of consumers, energy customers. And some east of here in the Jennison area were affected, but south, I was looking at, south of a line from Fenville to Hopkins to Bradley, where the casino is, down there. It looks as if there's a lot of work that your crews are doing right now.
Yes, that's correct, Gary. We have both Consumers Energy crews and contract crews focused on the Allegan County and down into Van Buren County area. There was quite a bit of damage there last night. We have crews down there working now. We'll be working around the clock. But unfortunately, we don't expect to have everybody's power back on until 4 o'clock on Friday because of the extent of the damage.
Surprising damage in that regard, or were you guys sort of anticipating, hey, this could be trouble?
Actually, we were ready for it. We kept our headquarters in Southwest Michigan open all night, so we were on it as quickly as we could be, as quickly as it was safe to do so. So we knew it was coming. The forecast gave us exactly what we thought, you know, straight line winds, a lot of lightning, but unfortunately that causes damage that we can't prevent. We just have to be out there and quickly but safely restore the power as soon as we can.
We had some callers to our station from that little cell in the Holland area say, hey, it's been 8 hours and nothing's been done, and they were complaining a little bit. But I recall, and I believe it was a case where you wanted to wait, and I'm not talking about you personally, Roger, but consumers wanted to wait until daybreak before really getting to work on repairs.
Yeah, every storm is different, Gary, but sometimes daybreak gives us more information in terms of the extent of the damage. We also have to make sure that the storm has passed and that it's safe for our men and women to be out there. But sometimes time may elapse so that we can walk down a line. Sometimes we'll fly a helicopter. Obviously, we can't do that safely in the dark. So unfortunately, the timing of this storm, you know, late at night, made for some longer outages than people are maybe customarily, you know, used to.
You said the extent was pretty extensive. Is there a possibility you're going to have to get some help from neighboring states, or is this something that can be taken care of internally?
Yeah, right now we're working with our crews from across Michigan and our contract crews in the state of Michigan. We are checking on some mutual assistance opportunities. However, some of the other Midwest states that we would first contact are dealing with some of the same damages in their states, such as Indiana and Illinois. So right now we're handling it in the state, but we are focusing all our efforts in the Allegan County, Van Buren County, areas in Southwest Michigan.
And finally, besides just the fact that the scope is wide, but also the other thing I would think is because of the terrain, especially in southern Allegan County, it's not the easiest to get to some of those areas, is it?
Exactly. It is difficult terrain. We have a lot of our lines are in what we call deep right-of-way, so it's away from roads, so we have to get specialized equipment in there to access the areas where there's damage and then make the repairs. So that challenging terrain makes for a longer restoration, and we do appreciate our customers' patience. If they do have access to the internet, maybe at work or at another location, we encourage them to look at consumersenergy.com/outage map. That will show them the latest information on when we expect to have the power back on and the areas that are affected.